President Trump has introduced a sweeping new tariff regime, a blanket 10% for all and imports to the US. EU goods facing 20% levy and UK goods the 10% baseline. These tariffs are not just numbers on a spreadsheet. They represent real and immediate threat to local jobs, regional investment and the future prosperity of communities right across Northern Ireland. Many of our key exporting sectors, including manufacturing, agri-food and advanced engineering, rely heavily on access to the US market. These businesses are already navigating a really complex post-Brexit trading realities, and now they have been asked to absorb yet more costs in an already difficult global trading environment. While there has been some suggestion that Northern Ireland may gain a competitive edge over our neighbours in the south, since the Republic of Ireland's goods will face a 20% tariff under EU designation, this is far from a guarantee. There are no winners in this risky game. Relative advantage is not the same as security. Tariffs hurt everyone, and no one should mistake this for an opportunity without acknowledging the serious risks. Mr. Speaker, Northern Ireland does have a unique position. Our ability to access UK and EU markets through the Windsor frameworks gives us a platform that no other region enjoys. The question is, how and what are we doing to take that advantage further? And that is why the Minister for the Economy must set out what steps the Executive plans to take, not only protecting our exporters, but to ensure that working people are not forced to carry the cost of economic decisions that are made elsewhere. We must not allow local workers, families and small businesses to become collateral damage in a global trade war. We are a small region, yes, but we should not be passengers. We must be active participants in shaping the response from this moment. That means working with Westminster, that means working with Dublin, that means engaging with Europe, and crucially, it means taking strategic cross-departmental action right here in Stormont to support our local economy. These tariffs are a flashing red warning light for the direction of global trade. We have already seen where isolation leads, and we cannot afford to go down that road again.